USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Biden said the donations come with no strings attached.
The United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
And new data from the Department of Labor shows that the cost of consumer goods continues to rise. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of the cost of everyday goods and services, jumped 5% over the last year, according to the new report. That's the largest increase since August of 2008. The index is seen as an indicator of inflation, something many economists have warned is on the rise. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Joe Biden has already set the stage for a contentious series of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva. John Clemens reports.
President Joe Biden issued a warning to Russia of robust and meaningful consequences if it engages in harmful activities. One issue on the agenda is Russia harboring cybercriminals that have been targeting American interests. Although several industries have taken precautions, it has become clear those in international law enforcement can do little to stop these attacks. Cybersecurity expert Nick Powers is with St. Louis-based OnCom.
It's really hard to police the world when it comes to these cyber criminals without a lot of cooperation amongst different countries.
And a federal judge has ruled that Major League Baseball's All-Star Game will remain in Denver. U.S. District Judge Valerie Caproni dismissing a suit Thursday from the Job Creators Network that was attempting to bring the game back to its original home in Atlanta. The league had moved the game after Georgia passed an election reform bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate Armed Forces Committee listened to testimony today for the fiscal year 2022 defense budget request, totaling $715 billion. John Clemens has more.
Army General Mark A. Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that the $715 billion request would preserve readiness, but it's also a down payment on future readiness.
We are ready now and remain so in the future. We're also facing tough strategic choices, and we're being increasingly challenged with very capable potential adversaries clearly acting in opposition to our interests.
General Milley also said, our contract with the American people is that we, the United States military, will be able to fight and to win. When called upon, we will support and defend the Constitution always and forever. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a bipartisan group of senators have announced they have a tentative deal on an infrastructure bill. The 10-senator group are briefing other members of the chamber on the deal. There's a nearly $1 trillion spending bill with $579 billion in new spending. It's unclear how the proposal will be paid for, a point of contention between President Biden and the group of GOP senators he was previously negotiating with. The president is pushing for tax hikes to pay for any infrastructure package, while Republicans have wanted to use unspent money from the COVID relief bill. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.